What's up, guys? And thank you for clicking on my video. Hopefully your day is going well. Now, I'm a diehard Panthers fan, and prior to this year's NFL draft, the team hadn't gotten a lot of media coverage, and I just wanted to bring to light some of the greats that have worn the Carolina Panthers uniform and present to you my Mount Rushmore of Carolina Panthers players. So without further ado, let's go! Alright, y'all, so my first player that I'm putting on here is by far my favorite Carolina Panthers player, and it's Steve Smith Sr. He was selected by the Carolina Panthers with the 74th pick in the 2001 NFL Draft. He spent his first season as a punt returner slash kick returner and led all rookies in the league with a net yardage of 1,994 yards. He helped lead the team to the franchise's first ever NFC Championship and Super Bowl appearance in 2003. He earned the Triple Crown in 2004. With 103 receptions, 1,563 yards, and 12 TDs. He also delivered one of the most iconic lines at a post-game interview against the Patriots.
Hey, ice up, son, ice up.
Played for the franchise from 2001 to 2013 and holds the franchise record in receptions, 836, receiving yards, 12,197, and receiving touchdowns with 67. So quick funny story. I met Steve Smith in 2015. They were playing against the Washington Redskins at the time, and he was giving autographs out in the back near the players' parking garage, and he went to sign my autograph. He's like, hey, who's this for? And for the first time in my life, I completely lost, like, any brain function I had at that time, and I couldn't say my own name. He's like, who's this for? And I'm like, Seeley, because he gave me the craziest death stare I've ever seen. And I was like, Seeley. And he was like, cool. And he wrote down all best wishes, all the best to Seeley. I went in and changed it afterwards, but it just cracks me up every time I think about it, how I just became completely awestruck of him when I met him. My second player I'm adding to this Mount Rushmore is Cam Newton. He was selected number one overall in the 2011 draft. He started his first career game against the Arizona Cardinals and broke the single-game rookie passing record in their first game with 422 yards passing. Cam Newton became the first rookie quarterback in NFL history to pass over 4,000 yards in a season and set a new record for rushing TDs by a quarterback with 14. In the 2015 season, he burst onto the scene and brought the dab and unique celebrations all to the mainstream and put together his best season ever. He led the Panthers to an incredible 15-1 regular season record, winning the league MVP, securing our NFC Championship and a spot in the Super Bowl 50, where we played against the Denver Broncos and were robbed, completely robbed. And he earned three Pro Bowl selections, one All-Pro selection, and finished his Panthers career as the team's all-time leader in passing yards, touchdowns, and the longest pass play. The third player I'm putting onto my Mount Rushmore is Luke Kuechly. Luke! If you know, you know. The Carolina Panthers recognized the talent of this Boston College defender and selected him number 9 overall in the 2012 draft, despite already having John Beeson on the roster. Kuechly's impact on the game was immense. He possessed an uncanny ability to read offenses, anticipate plays, and make crucial tackles. His dedication to film study and preparation made him a force to be reckoned with, often single-handedly shutting down opposing offenses. Luke Kuechly won Rookie of the Year in his rookie season and led all rookies in the league with 164 tackles. He was the first rookie to do so since Patrick Willis in 2007 and recorded 8 pass deflections, 1 sack, 2 interceptions, and 3 fumble recoveries. He followed his Defensive Rookie of the Year performance in 2012 with 24 tackles in a single game tied with the Jets' David Harris. He earned Defensive Player of the Year for 2013 and became the first player since Lawrence Taylor to get Defensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year in successive years. In his 8-year NFL career, he earned numerous accolades, including 7 Pro Bowl selections, 5 first-team All-Pro honors, and finishing second in the franchise for tackles, and third in interceptions all time. And that's pretty insane once you think about it. To be third in interceptions all time from a linebacker position, crazy. My last player on my Mount Rushmore of Carolina Panthers is Julius Peppers. Now, Julius Peppers was selected second overall in the 2002 NFL Draft and quickly established himself as one of the league's premier pass rushers, earning the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year award in his first season, recording an impressive 12 sacks, 5 forced fumbles, and an interception, all in only 12 games. He was the first Panthers player to accomplish this feat. He was not only a force on the defensive line, but he also had exceptional agility and the ability to drop back in coverage. Peppers had our first interception return for a TD by a defensive lineman in franchise history with a 46-yard interception return in 2004 against the Bucks. Peppers would also set an NFL record by recording 143 total interception return yards, which is the most ever recorded in a single season by a defensive lineman. He also had a combined 203 interception and fumble return yards, which is the most ever by a defensive lineman in a single season since the NFL merger in 1970. Peppers continued to rewrite the Panthers' record books throughout his career. In 2011, he surpassed the franchise record for sacks previously held by Kevin Green, finishing his Panthers tenure with an astonishing 97 sacks. He left the Panthers after the 2009 season, but elected to return in 2017 for two seasons. He finished his Panthers career and retired in 2019 with 5 Pro Bowl appearances, 2 first-team All-Pro appearances, the league leader in sacks in 2004-2006, and made NFL's All-Decade team for the 2000s during his tenure with the Carolina Panthers. And there you have it, guys. That is my Mount Rushmore for Carolina Panthers players. Do you agree? Disagree? Comment below, let me know. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. Until next time, I'll see you guys later, and have a great rest of your day.